Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Water in the Word Ministries and our website, waterintheWordMinistries.com. I'm John Sandy, your host. Our program all week long is Think on These Things from a book I just finished. Well, we're on a wonderful series about Jesus and his journeys through life and the things he experienced so that he would let us know that he understood what you and I go through. And the title of our series we're doing right now is There Anyone Up There? Have you had that feeling? I know I have. And sometimes you just have to trust him and pray and try to rest the best you can as you wait on that answer. Or maybe he's already answered and it's not manifested to the surface like when he cursed the fig tree. So let's take off where we left off last episode when we went into the scripture, 2 Chronicles 7:14. Don't need to review it all completely, but just to let you know, of course, we know the scripture. It's very familiar, if my people, right? And of course, there are different things about that scripture that we need to kind of break down so that we understand what we're reading. Ask God to give you wisdom. He says, ask for wisdom. If you believe without doubting, I'll give it to you in abundance. He wants you to be wise. He wants you to have knowledge. He gave us the word of God and his spoken word to our heart as well. So there's things about our walk with God that always have to go back to the Word, whether it be something he told you, whether it be scripture, whether it be something you picked up in a wonderful song, Christian song. There are different ways that God speaks to us, and sometimes it's in the silence. So let's look at some of the points about this. One being, of course, I just mentioned, and that is the fact that he's talking to his people. He's talking to you and me as believers. And he has a certain expectations from us as believers. Why? So that he can use us, so we can grow and be used of the kingdom of God to see the lives change, not just ours. It's not just about you receiving answers for you. It's so you can grow, so those in your family, your children, your loved ones will have an opportunity also to grow and be blessed from having the knowledge God gave you that you then share with them. So here's one of them. This verse is speaking directly to those who claim Jesus as their Savior. Not just people that believe that he exists. Not just those that say, oh, yeah, I've read the Bible. Or, yes, I've heard of Jesus. Or, yeah, I think he was a great guy. Or, yes, I believe in him. But really, do you believe? So that's what this is about. Really for those that truly are followers and believers in Christ. Number two, he is reminding us, his followers, that we need to be humble. And that is something only you can do. Now, you can either humble yourself or be humiliated. I choose to humble myself. How about you? So we humble ourselves before our God. This is something you and I do. Now, God wants to break us. Once we get to that point where we really settle into doing his will, not our own, he then takes us through a process where he breaks us. He'll use situations where we get attacked. Because you're always going to be tempted. You're always going to be persecuted. The Bible says it's going to happen. You can't pray your way out of it, but you can pray your way through it. So when those things come, God will use those to our advantage if we give them to him each and every time. So humility is a key part of our being a Christian. Now, why am I going over these things from this particular scripture? It's because if we want to know more about our Savior and why sometimes it seems quiet and we don't hear things, that we're fine. That means he's still there and he loves you, but he gives us guidelines to help us to get closer to him, and that's what this scripture does. So once you establish the fact that I really need to humble myself, let me give you a little example. The Bible tells us to not think too highly of yourself. That means you don't put yourself down because you're putting his creation down. You're made in his image. So he doesn't want you to do that. But he says, don't think too highly of yourself. How do you safeguard that? Well, the scripture also tells us to prefer others to yourself. So there's your check right there that keeps you in line that you don't think too highly of yourself. Okay? Seek closely after him. He says to seek his face. What does that mean? It means to get to know him, his personality, because what you do is you see his love for you in his eyes. And oh, how he loves you and how he loves me, as the song says, right? So you seek a closer walk with him. You humble yourself before your God, placing his name above all other names. Well, this is critical, isn't it? It's not just knowing the name of Jesus. It's a powerful name. Every knee shall bow at his name. There's a day coming where everyone's going to see him and they're going to know him. Folks, no mistake here. When he comes again, there's no one who's going to say, I wonder who that was, that masked man. I wonder who that was that just came through our city. No, no. Everyone's going to know him when he comes again. There's not going to be any question because we're creating his image, as I mentioned. And we are going to be drawn to or pulled away or repulsed by his name. His name carries the power and authority that his father gave him and then he, of course, passed on to us. So his name above every name and really reverence that name. There's one emotion that God does not want us to experience in the wrong way, and that is fear. Now, there's a healthy fear, respect for others, your authorities at work. You know, if you can't respect your authority at work, how are you going to honor him? Because we need to be, as I mentioned, humble ourselves so that when we do go into this world, we know how to respond to those in authority. We aren't jealous. We don't backbite. We don't build up anger towards them and resentment to where we don't even respect our authority. You've got to respect them. He makes it very clear. This is the first command with a promise that you honor your father and mother. Why is that? Because it is so important that you honor your authority and your parents are your authority. Now, you'll leave the house one day. You'll cling to your wife or your husband, as the Bible says, but there's still going to be that area in your life that you will always honor your mom and dad as long as you have them. And forever honor the name of Jesus Christ and our Father in heaven, which is your Father and my Father, just like Jesus' Father. That's a close-knit family. Isn't that awesome? Commit to do a 180 from sin. Now, we're growing, and we make mistakes and sin sometimes, but he tells us we have an advocate with the Father if we do. Doesn't condone sinning, doesn't encourage it, and it doesn't justify it. Just that when you and I are going to walk with God, there's one thing we got to start working towards. Stop practicing sin. You strive to live a holy life one day at a time. No matter how that day ended, you start the next day going, okay, Jesus, let's do it again. I want to live a holy life before you. And folks, after a while, your choices will cause you to resonate with your Father and everything you do. And he can now honor your works. Faith without works is dead. So the works must be from faith, not just your own works. Your own works are one of you could be a good person. Folks, good people don't go to heaven. Bad people don't go to hell. You honor God in your works. In other words, you work by faith. You do things by faith. And what do I mean by that? It could be a simple little thing like, Lord, I'm in a grocery store. Can you use me while I'm here? And you see something, you go and help somebody, and you bless them, and you tell them, can I pray for you, or acknowledge the Lord in your life? See, that is walking by faith. That is your works by faith. Now, if you have the wrong motive, that's not faith. Now, you can have faith in the wrong things, but I'm talking about a God faith. I'm talking about a faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and our trust in him and rest in him that helps us to resist the fear, right? We need to make sure that we spend adequate time with our Father. It's fine to pray in your car, going to work, everywhere you go. It's all great. But you need a time where you can also listen during your prayer time. That's part of the meditation part that the scripture talks about. To meditate on the Lord is to review it, meditate it, and make sure you keep it in the forefront of your mind. Keep him in the forefront of your mind so he can be right there and you can hear his voice. See, if you get all, one of the quotes for this, another series I'm working on, is that if you only listen to the voices of people around you. It could be your pastor, your family, and it's all good. But if that is the only, now listen to me, if that is the only voice you hear and you respond to, you won't recognize his voice when he speaks to you. He speaks to you 24 hours a day. Do you hear anything at all? Maybe hear a few things. The closer you get, the more you humble yourself before your God, the more you're going to be able to hear what he's been saying all along. Isn't that awesome? We're going to stop right there on part 11 of Is There Anyone Up There? I'm John Sandy. Hey, visit our website, waterandthewordministries.com. As an artist, I have designed some personal t-shirts I'd love for you to check out. You can help support our ministry. Hit like and share on this program, and please follow and share it with others. You'll you'll never know as we volunteer our time, John Fowler, myself, and Jay Mason, others that come on here and share and volunteer our time so that we can reach you with the gospel to encourage you. Number one, to encourage you that you have hope. Don't ever give up. God has never given up on you, and he'll stick right there with you all the way to the end of your life and waiting for you to say yes to him. And let's do that today. Give your heart to him and support this ministry. Also in prayer, we appreciate it. If you'd like my wife to come and my wife and I to come and speak at your church, there's a place on our tabs on our ministry page on waterandthewordministries.com where you can hit booking and you can request a date and we will get back with you immediately. So we appreciate that. Thanks for being with us. And remember, this is a program entitled Think on These Things because we need you to chew on things. Meditate on what I share with you and share with others as well, please. So don't forget, at the end of the day, it's important that we think on these things.